It may be Election Day, but millions of Americans are focused on winning something else. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. $2.04 billion. The record Powerball jackpot grew overnight after the drawing was delayed when one state had not completed a security protocol. Well, a short time ago, they did pick the numbers.
56. Right after that, America, we have 41. Now, your next number up tonight is 33, and that's followed by the number 47. And we'll round it out tonight for you with the number 10. Now for your winning Powerball number. Good luck, everyone. It is 10.
Now, if you had all those, you are so rich. Powerball still has not said if there is a big winner or winners. We won't find out who won the elections until tonight or tomorrow or maybe later.
I am voting because the economy is a mess and we need to get the Democrats out, especially in Pennsylvania. And I'm also very concerned about crime. I don't go into Philadelphia anymore.
Now, abortion's a big issue for many Democratic voters, and Tim Ryan hopes a lot of them show up in Ohio.
I feel really good. There's been a lot of energy on the ground. I feel like Ohio wants to move in a direction of sanity and healing and reconciliation, and I want to be a part of that.
Ryan's in a close Senate race with Republican J.D. Vance. There are also key battles to determine which party controls the Senate in Arizona and Georgia and Pennsylvania and Nevada, where Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto is trying to keep her seat.
Cortez Masto is focused on abortion, but she's also accused her Republican opponent, former Attorney General Adam Laxalt, of being extreme. He'd raised concerns about the fairness of the 2020 election.
The types of attacks and the issues they're focusing on simply do not match the moment we're in right now.
Laxalt told Fox Across America host Jimmy Failla the day before the election, it's Cortez Masto and President Biden who are extreme, not him.
Well, that's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Republicans hope they'll win control of the House in elections today. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Stocks are up a third day in a row. The Dow is gaining 188 points. The Nasdaq's rising 28. The S&P 500 is adding 11 points. The price of oil down a little, still above 91 bucks a barrel. Gas is unchanged from yesterday, though it was a big issue in the election campaigns after hitting record highs in June. AAA's national average is about $3.80 a gallon. That's $1.21 less than the all-time high, still 38 cents more than we were paying a year ago. There's news on cars. You don't pump up, but you plug in instead.
Tesla recalling over 40,000 Model S and Model X vehicles, alerting drivers to a potential loss of power steering assist when driving on rough terrain. The Texas-based electric vehicle manufacturer says they are unaware of any injuries or deaths related to the condition. Tesla releasing an over-the-air software update to recalibrate systems, noting as of November 1st that more than 97% of recalled vehicles have installed an update addressing the recall issue. The automaker has issued 17 recall campaigns this year, covering 3.4 million cars. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A top executive at Tyson Foods is in trouble.
John R. Tyson, who recently took over as the Tyson Foods CFO, was arrested over the weekend after he allegedly drunkenly entered the wrong home in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and fell asleep in a woman's bed, his clothes in front of the bed. She came home to find him there, called police, who arrested him for criminal trespass and public intoxication early Sunday. He was booked into the Washington County Detention Center and released later that day. The 32-year-old, who was the great-grandson of the food giant's founder, apologized for his actions in a company-wide email and said he was getting counseling on alcohol usage. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Week 9 of the NFL season is in the books.
Jackson looking to throw. He does. He's got it. touchdown, Ravens!
Baltimore scored first on ESPN, never looked back. The Ravens beat the New Orleans Saints 27-13. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.